KMOLG.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of this Wednesday, we'll see sunny skies, upper 60s. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, chance of rain showers, otherwise cloudy skies, low near 46. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. For Thursday, we'll have partly sunny skies, high near 61. Thursday night, mostly clear at 37 degrees. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Currently, it's 48.
Since 1871, the State Bank of Blue Rapids has delivered on customer expectations of trust, reliability, and service. Generations have relied on the personal touch that our experienced staff provides. If you're establishing an account, seeking a loan, or any of the other financial services that we offer, stop in and visit. We're proud to continue service to the community. The State Bank of Blue Rapids is also innovative, offering the latest in banking practices, including internet banking and online bill payment. Find us online for more details at statebankbr.com. Personal banking, commercial banking, 24/7 banking. We're here for you. The State Bank of Blue Rapids, member FDIC.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Blake Cripps. A 24-year-old man has been charged in the drug overdose death of a Kansas City, Kansas man. Kansas City Star reports Mike Christopher Bickley made his first court appearance Monday in Johnson County District Court. Bickley charged with the distribution of drugs resulting in the death in February of a 27-year-old Overland Park man. Bickley also charged with possession of heroin, oxycodone, and Xanax. A former prison guard at the U.S. Penitentiary in Leavenworth has been sentenced to 2 years of probation for accepting bribes in exchange for providing inmates with contraband tobacco. Attorney's office says 53-year-old Michael Hurston of Kansas City, Missouri, also ordered to serve a half year of home confinement and pay $4,800 in fines. Diamond said Hurston took bribes from October 2013 until August 2014. Hurston received payments from inmates' relatives through wire transfers. Mid-America Network News.
More gardeners grow.
The world is waking up from winter, and Johnson's Garden Center reminds you, now is the time to apply Fertilom for all seasons from Johnson's for the greenest weed-free lawn in the neighborhood. Johnson's Garden Center, and see that at johnsonsgarden.com.
You can always count on Johnson's Garden Center's gardeners grow.
Winter's coming quick. Here's a project that's even quicker. Fill your attic with Attic-Cat fiberglass insulation. Now at the Home Depot, buy 10 or more bags of Owens Corning Attic-Cat insulation and get the blow-in insulation machine rental free. It's an easy way to save money on energy bills and stay cozy all season long. Get on top of dropping temperatures with a free Attic-Cat machine rental with 10 bags or more of Owens Corning insulation. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Police in Kansas City's suburb of Independence suspect that road rage contributed to the weekend shooting death of a 22-year-old woman. Kansas City Star reports that Whitney Gray was driving a minivan with three children inside when she was fatally shot shortly after 7:30 on Sunday night. Authorities say the other passengers were a teenager, a three-year-old, and an eight-month-old. They were not hurt. Police say they are searching for a white sport utility vehicle they believe was involved in the incident. Temperatures in Dodge City broke a 142-year record when the mercury hit 101 degrees on Monday in the middle of October. The last time the mercury hit 100 degrees in October in Dodge City was 1874. Dodge City also set record highs on Sunday. 101 is the highest temperature seen in Dodge City this year. The 101 degrees was the city's hottest temperature ever recorded in the month of October. Mid-America Network News.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. Officials are attempting to determine how anhydrous ammonia escaped from an underground pipeline in northeast Nebraska, killing a man who was driving by. Magellan Midstream Partners of Tulsa, Oklahoma, said yesterday the leak occurred Monday night in part of its 8-inch pipeline system.
The 59-year-old man who died lived in the area. An Arlington woman has pled no contest to a charge related to the death of a patient who was burned after falling asleep near a fireplace. 23-year-old Ann T. Pavlik entered a no contest plea to the misdemeanor charge in the death of 82-year-old Bernard Batten at Fremont Memory Care Center. Investigators determined that Pavlik didn't notice when Batten fell asleep near a burning fireplace. She later found Batten badly burned. He died the next day at a hospital. I'm Stephanie Austin.
If you're an American farmer or rancher, grab your pen and paper and listen closely, because we have a product designed just for you. Introducing QT Farms, the most complete market information tool available for your computer and smartphone. It includes market quotes, agricultural news, weather, market commentary, a crop profitability calculator to analyze your growing revenue, and much more without the typical advertising redirects to slow you down. It's all free, and it's all for you. That's right, free. Take advantage of this great information tool because it's been designed just for you, the American farmer and livestock producer. Visit the website www.qtfarms.com. Become a member of QT Farms and access the tools you need to keep you up to date with the latest in commodity markets and information. Visit www.qtfarms.com for your free access to QT Farms today.
Blue Valley Telecommunications wants you to attend their 60th anniversary celebration. Head over to Home City on Friday, October 28th from noon to 6 p.m. We'll have t-shirts for the first 60 people, grilled hot dogs, chili, donuts to eat, and entertainment for all ages throughout the day. Plus, we'll be giving away an awesome prize every 60 minutes, finishing the giveaways with a 60-inch TV. Don't miss Blue Valley's 60th celebration at the Blue Valley headquarters and home on Friday, October 28th from noon to 6 p.m.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A fatality accident Friday evening, October 7, near Beatty, claimed the life of Vance Haydorn, age 65. He had apparently lost control, swerved back onto the road, then went into the ditch, his vehicle landing upside down. The accident was discovered the following day. Vance Haydorn, age 65, of Beatty, was pronounced dead at the scene of the accident October 8. Fall enrollment figures for area school districts show Marysville USD 364 down 6 students from last year, down 14 in the high school, and up 8 in the grade schools. Valley Heights USD 498 is up 13 students, 7 in the high school and 6 elementary. USD 380 at Frankfort shows a gain of 2, up 5 in the elementary and down 3 in the high school. Centralia netted an increase of 21 with 18 more students in the elementary and 3 in high school. The Axtell School, part of USD 113, Prairie Hills is off 23.5 net students, all in the elementary system. Hanover is down 3 students with the elementary off 6 and the high school up 3. At Lynn, also in USD 223, enrollment is up 8, with gains of 6 in the elementary and 2 in the high school. At Washington County, USD 108, enrollment is down 28, owing to a large graduating class last year. The high school, as a result, is down 20 and the elementary down 8. Diller O'Dell gained 9 students, 3 elementary and 6 high school. Southern Wymore is up 8. Nicholas M. Breeding, age 27, of Marysville, was arrested last Wednesday by Nemahal County authorities on a Shawnee County warrant for felony theft, making false information, and criminal use of a financial card. Nicholas Breeding was released on $5,000 bond. Marjorie Ann Anderson, age 92, of Waterville, passed away Monday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Sweet Creek United Methodist Church north of Randolph. Burial in the Cottage Hill Cemetery, south of Waterville. Visitation Thursday. Family will see friends Thursday from 6:30 until 8 at the Andaris Fifely Funeral in Riley, in charge of arrangements for Marjorie Anderson. Vance Haydorn, age 65, of rural Beatty, passed away October 8th. Funeral service Saturday, 11:15 at the Salem Lutheran Church, Axtell. Burial in the church cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Vance Haydorn. John C. Schmidt, age 74, of Marysville, passed away Sunday at his home. Private services will be held at a later date for John Schmidt of Marysville. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, chicken fried steak, mashed potato, a roll, Brussels sprouts, and apricots. Tomorrow's Swiss steak, Baby Baker's wheat bread, Normandy blend, and Berry Bliss. KNDY News time is 7:14.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing, and now they'd like to offer a free mobile deposit feature within the mobile banking app. Endorse, click, and submit your check image for deposit. It's a mobile-fast world out there, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank of your future. Visit our website at ubankonline.com or your local branch for more information. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Jeff Stitham, and I currently serve on the USD 337 Royal Valley School Board for 3 years. Dennis Pyle has fought to get needed resources out of Topeka, bureaucracy and administration, so that they can be spent where they make a real difference, in our local classrooms.
I'm Ann Kelly, and I serve on the USD 337 Royal Valley School Board, making sure our tax dollars aren't wasted, but instead redirected where they can help our students the most, has always been a priority for Dennis Pyle.
I'm Jim Scobie, and I serve on the USD 113 Prairie Hills School Board. I believe Dennis Pyle places extremely high value on the individual education results of Kansas students in local schools.
I'm John Wright, and I serve on the Hiawatha USD 415 School Board. With all the threats our rural public schools face, it's nice to know that we have a fellow Hiawatha High School alumni, Dennis Pyle, working to protect our schools in the legislature.
Advertisement paid for by the committee to elect Dennis D. Pyle, Andrew Scobie, treasurer.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Well, we have a second cold front making its way across the central parts of the Midwest, which is going to bring some cloudy skies throughout tonight and a chance for some rain showers. Otherwise, it does look like we're going to see cooler temperatures than what we saw yesterday, and then cooler as we head into tomorrow, but then a warm up towards the end of the week and into the weekend. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of the day, sunny skies, upper 60s. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, chance of rain showers, cloudy skies with a low near 46. Looks like for Thursday, partly sunny skies with a high near 61. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. Thursday night, mostly clear, low near 37. As we enter Friday, we'll have sunny skies with a high near 67. Friday night, mostly clear with a low near 41. And Saturday, mostly sunny skies. That's looking forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late October 68, record high on this date 88 in 1945. The average low 44, the record low is 24 in 1948. Sunset this evening 6:38, sunrise in the morning 7:37. Clear skies, 45 degrees this morning in Marysville. Winds are light, favoring the north. Barometer at 30.06 inches. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 19th of October. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
The Dodgers take control in the NLCS. Hi, everyone. Dave Packer reporting on sports. Journeyman Rich Hill started Game 3 for the Los Angeles Dodgers and shut down the Chicago Cubs lineup. Hill and catcher Yasmani Grandel seemed in sync all night, and it was his catcher who helped out his pitcher at the plate.
A 3-2 pitch and a swing of the ball driven right center field. Well hit. It's gone. Yasmani Grandel with a bullet of a two-run homer to right center. And the Dodgers have taken a 3-0 lead.
Dan Shulman with the call on ESPN Radio. Rich Hill and the bullpen shut down the Cubs and take a 2-1 series lead in the NLCS. After the game, Cubs manager Joe Madden said they need to take this one day at a time.
You know, I'm so bad at drawing kind of lines in the sand and things. For me, it's about putting this one in the wastebasket, come back and play tomorrow. It's one day at a time. I've preached it all season long. We have a very good pitcher pitching tomorrow, so do they. We're able to win that game tomorrow. The narrative is going to change entirely.
The Blue Jays look to stave off elimination as they had Aaron Sanchez on the mound facing Indians ace Corey Kluber on short rest. The short rest seemed to hurt Kluber as reigning MVP Josh Donaldson put his imprints on the game.
Swing and a high fly ball left field. That one back there. That one back, and it's gone. How to left center field. Donaldson high stepping around the bases, pumps his fist. Yeah, the Blue Jays jump out. It is 1-0.
The call on ESPN Radio, the Blue Jays win game 4-5-1. After the game, Donaldson said the team is ready for the challenge ahead.
You know, it's not about chances. It's about, you know, just taking it right now, one day at a time. As cliche as that might sound, but it's even more so, it's one pitch at a time, one at bat at a time. And, you know, we're trying to just go out there and compete and give ourselves a chance.
Game 5 of the ALCS is set for 4 Eastern. Dave Packer, ABC Sports.
High school football Friday. Marysville kicks off at Minneapolis live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. District championship Hanover at Wakefield live on KNDY FM 95.5.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Colin Woodall is NCBA Vice President of Government Affairs, talks about the GPSA rules that USDA released to the Office of Management and Budget and what implications those rules could mean for cattle marketing as they tried to defeat rules similar 6 years ago.
The fact that these are back concern us, and really we're talking about the definition of competitive injury and undue or unfair preference. In layman's terms, it just means that USDA is going to be defining what is fair in the cattle marketplace. Fact of the matter is, these days we don't trust the government to make any decisions that are right for cattle producers. We definitely don't think they should be defining what is fair in the marketplace. A definition of fairness is really going to threaten all of our alternative marketing arrangements and value-added programs, because it's going to really cause the trial lawyers to take that definition and run with it. And there could be any opportunity in the world to come out and sue other producers, feeders, and packers. That liability, I think, will be reflected in pushing us back towards more commodity cattle.
What also says it seems they didn't consult anybody in the cattle industry when writing the rules.
I think that says a lot. I think it shows that they know that we are not going to be happy with this. I think they also understand that really they're kind of swatting at ghosts to some extent. I think this is a great example of where we have a government solution that's just looking for a problem. They can't define the problem. Now, they will tell you it's because of the down cattle markets, but this, if it goes forward and we lose our alternative marketing arrangements, will only make the cattle situation worse, not better. If they want to help us with the cattle market, they can look at trying to improve mandatory price reporting, making mandatory price reporting and a critical function of government, and also helping us move forward with getting beef returned to China and also passage of the TPP. That could help us with today's cattle market.
With this Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Harvest Update, Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Good morning. A mid-October heat wave, unusually warm temperatures across the Central Plains the last several days. 101 degrees in Dodge City, Kansas on Monday set an all-time high temperature record for October. The warm weather is good for some kinds of field work, but it is not necessarily the best for the winter wheat crop.
Truly unusual heat we've seen across the Central and Southern Great Plains that is causing some problems for winter wheat emergence and in some cases flat-out delaying planting efforts. We see some delays in Kansas in particular with very dry conditions across parts of western and central Kansas causing problems with planting and emergence for winter wheat. Those issues stretch southward into west Texas and northward into parts of Nebraska and South Dakota. We've gotten into a situation where we really could use some rain for the winter wheat crop.
United States Department of Agriculture meteorologist Brad Rippey says the unusually warm weather, however, is helping advance corn and soybean harvest in the upper Midwest.
This warm, dry weather pattern is very ideal for field work, and that includes harvest activities across the plains in the Midwest, especially in the upper Midwest, where we had such a wet spell from September even into the early part of October. This warm and dry weather is very conducive to catching up on some of the field work. We have seen some pretty significant corn harvest delays and soybean harvest delays in parts of the upper Midwest, generally in an area centered on the Dakotas, Minnesota, and Iowa.
Rippey says the warm, dry weather is expected to continue in those areas, which he says, of course, will help continue catching up with corn and soybean harvest, both of which made great strides over the course of the last week, and the warm, dry weather holding will help make great strides again this week. Ag News, Harvest Update, Mid-America Ag Network.
With the cost of fuel these days, if you depend on a diesel engine in any capacity, the economy of running that engine is important. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas specializes in maximizing the fuel economy of diesel engines. Over-the-road drivers, you know how adding more mileage per gallon means you're also adding to your bottom line. For the long haul, MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas. Exit 46 off I-135, 800-835-0069.
Now is the time to reserve your space for the 9th annual Garden City Farm and Ranch Show. The Garden City Farm and Ranch Show provides a venue of a one-on-one buyer's atmosphere. Enjoy free lunch daily, our prize giveaways, free admission, and free parking, along with the indoor comfort of the Finney County Expo Building. New this year, the first ever Garden City Gun and Knife Show as well, along with the Hunter Safety Course conducted by the Kansas Wildlife and Parks Department. Join us Saturday and Sunday, January 28th and 29th. It's the 9th annual Garden City Farm and Ranch Show. Go to GardenCityFarmShow.com or call 316-721-8.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry. Agriculture, of course. I have an export expert ready to talk about grain exports right after this.
Diesel additives deliver vital protection and maximum performance for your diesel. Your diesel engine requires specific technology. Additives that can be used in both gasoline and diesel fuel don't deliver the technology diesel engines require. That technology can be found in Power Service Products, the number one selling brand of diesel fuel additives. At Power Service, we're passionate about diesel. It's all we do. Visit powerservice.com to learn about our exclusive year-round maintenance schedule to ensure peak performance of your diesel. Wink Products Company has been providing professional strength household cleaners and other problem solvers for nearly 70 years. So when they come up with a new solution, people listen. Wink Lime and Rust Remover dissolves rust and hard water stains, soap scum, and buildup on bathroom sinks, shower doors, tubs, toilets, and tile. It even cleans lime scale off your humidifiers, tea kettles, and cookware. Find a store near you or purchase online at wink.com. That's WHINK.com.
One of the many variables for grain exporters is the value of the dollar at any given moment. It has been getting a little stronger. Dale Durkholz of AgriVisor in Bloomington, Illinois, talks about that.
You know, we're still in this broad range we've been in for a number of months, so I don't know that it's really a huge critical ingredient at this point. You know, when you look at the corn, when you look at the beans, the biggest factor in play at this point is the issues we had in South America last spring and the fact that they are rapidly winding down or have wound down export campaigns. So the world's got to come to the U.S. to pick up soybeans, definitely, and a portion of the corn needs, too.
And word is they're really going to increase corn planting in Brazil.
Yeah, they're going to do that down there because prices internally in Brazil are favorable relative to soybeans themselves. Down in Argentina, it's because of the change in policies. And, yeah, we're going to have bigger corn crops in both places, weather providing.
The government of Argentina decided not to roll back the export tax on beans. What impact will that have here?
Well, I don't know it's going to have an impact on our sales, but it is having an impact on producer decisions down there because they have an early and a late season corn planting down there. And the fact that they're not going to reduce their bean export tax again really is one of these incentives. It's going to keep pushing acres away from beans into corn.
This one caught a lot of grain marketers by surprise, the decision by China to try to sell some corn.
Yeah, it's one of those everybody's trying to figure out, simply because right now it's still high priced relative to the world market, so they're really not competitive. You kind of understand why they're wanting to move it, because I think they're worried about, you know, the longer they hold it, the more they lose quality, the more difficult and of ever using any of these inventories that they have at this point. It hasn't seemed to have had an impact on the marketplace today, but it's one thing we're going to have to watch through the winter.
Speaking of China, it has made it more difficult for DDGs, the distiller dried grain solubles out of the ethanol industry here, to be exported to China. What's going on with that?
Yeah, they really are. You know, they've thrown a lot of taxes and incentives to keep DDGs from flowing into China. It's going to back them up here to the U.S., but in one sense, that's actually a positive to the meal sector, too, because we're taking away a protein source for them, so the meal demand ought to stay relatively robust, and because of that, beans.
The wisdom of our export expert, Dale Durkholz of AgriVisor in Bloomington, Illinois. You can reach Dale via the website, agrivisor.com. Back after this.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be holding a special stock cow bred heifer sale this Wednesday, October the 19th, starting 11 o'clock a.m. on the fall calving pairs, followed by the spring calving cows and bred heifers. This sale will feature over 100 mostly black and black white faced fall calving cows. They'll be 3 years to short and solid, with many being 3 to 6 years old. All will have fancy Angus and black Simmental sired August to early October calves by size. We'll have 12 calf and vaccinated black first calf heifers bred to Angus bull for January calving, plus 150 big fancy black and black white faced cows that'll be 3 to 6 years old, be bred to Angus and black Simmental bulls. They'll be start calving around February 15th. This will be a nice set of young cows. To consign cows or for more information on a special cow sale to be held Wednesday, October the 19th, starting 11 o'clock a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Zimna Brothers Auction and Real Estate is announcing a large personal property auction Saturday, October 22nd. Auction will be held at 10 a.m. on-site at 125 South Colorado Avenue in Waterville, Kansas. This is a former business with a lot of great equipment and tools. Equipment like a Mustang 43-horsepower skid loader with quick couplers, a John Deere 790 tractor, a 72-inch Bush Hog finish mower, a Clark 6,000-pound propane forklift, gooseneck trailer, storage containers, and there will be all kinds of fabrication equipment. You have to visit Zimna Auction.com to see it all. Lathes, grinders, bit sharpeners, crimping machine, hole saw, drill press, a plasma cutter, and so much more. There will also be way too much miscellaneous equipment, tools, and supplies. You can see pictures of all the equipment and tools on SimnetAuction.com. Auction is Saturday, October 22nd at 10 a.m. on-site, 125 South Colorado Avenue in Waterville, Kansas. See Simnet Auction's website for directions, and if you can't make it to the auction, leave pre-bids online on selected items. Go to SIMNIWT, SimnetAuction.com.
7:31 from KNDY. Clear skies, 45 degrees at sunrise. High is around 70 on tap. Pleasant for today.
The sports report from Mid-America Network News. Kansas junior Devontae Graham has been named one of 20 candidates for the 2017 Jerry West Shooting Guard of the Year Award. The Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame announced yesterday. And Wildcat news, the Kansas State Wildcats will gun for their fifth straight home win over Texas this Saturday. Head coach Bill Snyder says every time they take on the Longhorns, there's no shortage of motivation. Kickoff is at 11 a.m. Saturday. In Major League Football, the Kansas City Chiefs have traded running back Nile Davis to the Green Bay Packers, who desperately need to add depth to their injury-ridden backfield. The Packers gave up a conditional draft pick yesterday for Davis, who has already started practicing with the new team. Davis' deal was just the start. The Chiefs signed free agent defensive lineman Kendall Reyes, who was with